This is Tweetminster at the Conservative Party conference, speaking with Danny Finkelstein. Danny, what's your analysis of George Osborne's performance?
This was a very centre-right speech. In other words, there was an awful lot of redistribution going on there. Taxation on the higher-rate taxpayers, for example, pupil premiums, and a lot of the rhetoric as well about public servants. There was an awful lot of positioning about that speech to make sure that when he makes his cuts, he's seen not to be doing them from a purely ideological right-wing standpoint, but from a sort of purely ideological pro-public service standpoint. That'll be a difficult trick to pull off, but it was very interesting how he was trying to do it.
Now, it's interesting to see the tax cuts in the corporation tax over the next few years, reductions in tax on the one hand, and yet we're going to see public spending cuts that'll make up the savings. Do you think that's feasible?
Well, he's got to have a growth plan that goes alongside the public spending, and Stuart Rose made that clear beforehand. In many ways, that was an even more striking, even more remarkable speech by Stuart Rose of Marks & Spencer. He's never been to a party conference before, and he took me aback actually by how explicit he was when he said he supported the pace and the scale of the cuts, and clearly that gives the Labour Party a serious problem. I see that they've already come out against the child benefit cuts. I think they're going to have real difficulty with this line, we'll support some of the cuts, but never really being able to say precisely which. You would have thought that taxing at the higher rate, that removing at the higher rate people's child benefit, that would have seen them supportive.
And finally, we saw Boris speaking yesterday, talking about how it was crazy that Londoners should be paying more tax than other major cities in the world. Do you think this budget's all about trying to attract more investment into Britain and revitalise our overseas economy?
Of course, they've got to try and do that. But I think, obviously, you've got to see Boris as a spending minister. He's got to make a case for London. He's got a London election, and I suppose that if you had to run again for election as Minister of Health directly, you'd be arguing to spend more money on health. It's just the obvious thing you would do. I don't blame Boris for doing it, but the Chancellor's got to rank his calls for more resources and less taxes alongside everyone else's.
Now, one final question. Do you think that there's going to be challenges ahead in getting these cuts through with the coalition partners in the Lib Dems? Or, was this very much a cable Osborne budget?
Oh no, the Liberal Democrats won't be where the problem is. The problem will be departmental ministers and all sorts of people who will lose things that they value. The general public will be the problem with this, because this obviously makes people poorer in material respects because we borrow too much. It's very difficult for people, and I think it's going to be a very severe political challenge. But I did think it was a very good speech.
Danny Finkelstein, thank you very much.